Barnes here with Sally Bahamas, head coach of Georgia State Volleyball. How did this past weekend go for you? You were able to get that 3-0 win over Louisiana Monroe, but had a setback against South Alabama. How did the team do overall?
Overall, we definitely executed our system against Monroe. Everything from serving and passing, and that's really, we talk about winning the serving and passing battle. And so when we talk about the difference from Monroe to South Alabama, we had 11 missed serves in the first two sets against South Alabama, and we did not pass very well. So from winning that serving and passing battle to losing it, and then we just weren't able. South Alabama is such a strong team. They make very few errors. They capitalize on our errors, and we weren't able to get back in after we dug that hole. So we did take some steps forward in our system and executing at a very high level against Monroe to then understanding how important that serving and passing battle is.
Was it a different approach or mentality of the team since you were on the road once again for a conference contest? I know you had that Appalachian State first game, but that was just part of a general overall tournament. But these were two specific conference contests. Was there a different just mindset of the team, a different atmosphere the team's getting used to?
Definitely. You know, it's so nice just having two teams to prepare for. And this weekend, just having one team to prepare for is great. That's a lot less practice strategy that we have to worry about. We can really focus on our side, less time scouting. So this week we're very much looking forward to, but you're right, it's a rhythm that the players get into, and only having two matches was really nice.
Yeah, you have some reserve players, or players that may have not played as much, really have some good performances, specifically Ketan Ajanaka.
Ajanaku. And
Ajanaku.
so she goes by Key Ajanaku.
Ajanaku. She had 9 kills and had a 69% hit percentage in that Louisiana Monroe win. Talk about her performance.
She has been very steady for us all preseason. We just need to get her the ball more.
Yeah, she seems like she's done well defensively. I see a lot of blocks, but maybe as many kills in proportion to that.
So Eliza Zachary and Keita are our two middles right now, and Eliza's in the front row two times with just one other hitter. And so her set proportion is much higher than Key, who's in the front row two times with three hitters. And so we want to get the middles the ball as much as possible, and Key's working hard to be up and ready so the setter can setter. But we're definitely, that's something we're moving forward, our transition offense game. So once we dig a ball, is being able to terminate that ball.
Yeah, then Christina Stinson also had 9 kills and another, I guess, out Michigan middle as well, or an outside hitter.
She's an outside hitter, and
Right.
she had a great match versus Monroe. And she passed well, she attacked well, really took control of her game. And so then she struggled against South Alabama. And so that's what we're working on right now, is having that consistency from match to match, where it's not these highs and then a low where she hits negative 333. And so it's that maturity that she's working on.
Okay, let's bring it finally to Arkansas Little Rock this weekend. What are one or two things that the team's going to have to do well to get a victory this Friday?
Arkansas Little Rock is a team that knows how to win. They had a great pre-conference schedule. They have very dominant outsides that can terminate all sorts of shots and power. You know, they're fun to watch. And so for us, one of our struggles so far has been stopping the outside hitters. And so defensively, that's our focus this week, is trying to maintain their offensive outsides.
And lastly, how important is it to, it's your first home conference match, how important is it, would it be for you to come out with a victory?
Well, I mean, it would be great. A win is always what we're striving for. And for us, you know, we take steps forward as this kind of young team is learning how to compete. And so things like winning the serving and passing battle, transition offense, being stopped on defense. We've been talking a lot about toughness, energy, and IQ. And so bringing those three things to every play is what our focus is. So if we do the little things right, the W is going to come, and it's us focusing on those little things for the endurance of a match.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.